Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, and we're really excited to be here on a Monday. And I forgot to wish everyone a happy Earth Day last week. I've got this big poster sitting in front of me that says, be a friend to the Earth. And so remember, the earth is our friend. It takes care of us. It provides for us. And it's important for us to be a friend back to it. So plant a tree. If you can plant a tree, you know, that's probably one of the most beautiful things you can do, because, you know, people are cutting down trees everywhere, and they're, you know, we've got, I don't know about you, Donna, but we got another outbreak of some other type of, it's like a bug that's chipping away at our trees, and I'm going, the poor trees. So I like to plant. I like planting trees. I like hugging trees, you know, all those things. So, you know, take care of the earth.
Right. I think hugging trees are really important too. I mean, they carry a lot of energy. Trees carry a lot of energy. They're actually like the record keepers for the planet. And so, just by hugging a tree, you're expanding that energy, and you might even gain some knowledge.
You know, it's funny because it's the truth. You do gain knowledge, and you also are reminded that, especially if you're a person that, you know, channels a lot and, you know, you're really open, you're reminded that you are on this earth. And it's important to, as you are on this earth, it's really important to stay present, if that makes sense. Really stay present. And that's what I think is important. Oh, and speaking about presence, I did a Battle of the Brides yesterday because I am getting married. And anybody that's seen my I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm laughing because on the front, you know, cover of the newspaper, they've got these girls, and they've got me with a bottle of wine and a cigar, which I don't smoke cigars. I do like wine. but, and then one of the other girls has a bouquet of fire. One has a baseball bat. One has boxing gloves. And so we had our first competition yesterday. And it was like called the newlywed game.
Oh no.
And I could tell you that Mike is so lucky that this is my fiance. He's so lucky that I was very sweet, because one of the questions they asked is like, you know how you have a pet peeve? They asked him my fiance is naturally a, and what do you think you would answer? What would you answer? What naturally what I, that I am?
That he would say about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, okay. That you are naturally I would say like a woo-woo or a connected or something on the other side. You're not, you're not grounded. Well, what did he say?
Well, he said gossiper. And oh. I'm like, I don't gossip, because you talk all the time. I go, there is a big difference between being a person that talks and gossip. He goes, well, that's, I go, oh, you got to pick your, but he was so nervous, you know, we're on this panel. And I was like, I'm right in front of everybody. Boy, I ever give him the darts. And he goes, well, no, she talks all the time. But I wrote lover of people, because I do love people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and my dad was funny because even when I wrote it down, he was in the audience and he shook his head because since I've been a little girl, I always love people. You know, I will hug people. I've always been like that. Like I would, they'd have to watch me because I'd go up to some, I was shy or I'd go up to some, but I'd be the type that if somebody would start talking to me, I would just, they'd have to tell me don't talk to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was funny, some of the things that they said. And, it was like when it got to him guessing all the things about me, he only got one right. And when it got to me guessing all the things about him, I got 3 out of 5 right. So that was pretty good.
I remember watching that game eons ago, the newlywed game. And it was always funny in that, you know, we think we know people in that, but what comes out of our mouth sometimes is not how we see it. What comes out of somebody else's mouth is not how we see ourselves.
Oh, and it's funny because it was really great. But the one question they asked, which I thought was kind of funny, was it was a question that I took the wrong way. That if it's like my fiance always. I get a little irritated at my fiance because they always do this. And I thought they were asking me what he did what I did. And so I answered it differently. Mm-hmm. And then when they said it, he held up the sign, watches sports. And I went, oh, I totally misunderstood because I would have said sports. Every question was like sports, sports, sports. Because he is like an OCD person that watches sports all the time, you know, and it drives me nuts. Like, I'm not joking. It could be the craziest sport you've never heard of. And he would watch it. And so, and I don't even watch TV, you know, so it's funny. But I also, I posted a little picture of my little granddaughter who is singing a song on our site. So if you get a chance to go over to interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, please check that out and check out our events. Donna, it's just not too many weeks and you're going to be here.
I know. I just ordered some books and so worried that they weren't going to get there on time. And I already got a notice that they were shipping today. So you should be getting a case of books soon.
Hey. Well, and that's it.
People I was just going to say, yeah, and that I just, as long, that's a perfect segue into telling people about my book if you haven't heard about it yet. It's called I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain, and it's my journey from the loss of my daughter into creating a new life. I truly believe that there is life after death, both for you and your loved one. And my books will be available. Kimmy has them at the store now at Light the Way, and they're available on Amazon, and we're going to be doing an event in Toledo. Tell people about our event, Kimmy.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. And it is, I wanted to mention that it is on the website. So you can go to both of our websites, but it's called It's Never Too Late to Live Your Dream. And Donna is the, she's going to be speaking. She's the big gun in this, and I'm excited for that. She's going to be sharing a connection of the heart. And you know, so many times people think that their life is over when something major happens, you know, like I can't live my dreams because, you know, something happened. And Donna, your daughter passed away. And, you know, that would be a pretty big prelude to some people feeling like, how can I ever be happy again? You know, and how can I live my life? And she's going to share her wisdom. And I'm really excited. And so are many other people, because this is going to be an evening of really, truly connecting with your own internal power. And then I'm going to be doing messages from the other side. I'm going to be doing some mediumship. Jody Weaver and John Tursky, who are awesome mediums, are also going to be sharing. I haven't worked with John in a long time, so that's going to be really fun. And Jody, we work together all the time. And she actually is a trained medium through the Spiritualist Association, and she was trained in Lilydale. So she's really, really good. She actually does massage therapy. and mediumship at the same time too. She won't be doing that, but you know, it's really neat. And then and just to open up Mardigan, he is a magician and he's also an intuitive, and he's going to be doing a magical presentation on living your dreams. And Donna, it's May 20th. It's from 7 to 9, and doors open at 6:30. Donna will be selling her ed books and signing it. If you have a mother and you want to give her a Mother's Day gift, this is the time to do it. We have special Mother's Day certificates, and so you'll get two tickets. And also, you get a copy of Donna's book, and we will have the book there with in a little nice little package. And so you don't even have to tell her. You can give her the gift certificate, and her name will be there, and she'll have a little present, and it's going to be something really special. Especially, you know, maybe you have a mom that – maybe your mom lost someone and having a hard time. I have a friend whose mother just lost her husband, and she's real excited to bring her mom. So it's going to be a special evening. It's at Laughs Inc., which is an awesome place. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And yes, there's going to be drinks there. So if you know, it'd be a night of, you'll be able to have cocktails, and we have, it's complimentary. We'll have some like little snacks for people, and it's just going to be a wonderful evening. Donna, do you want to talk about what, you know, a little bit more? Did I cover that pretty good?
I think you covered it really, really well, Kimmy. I'm really excited to be there, and I think it is going to be a special evening. So we invite all of you to check it out. Come. Where can they get more information, Kimmy?
If you actually, all you have to do is you can go over to Laughs Inc. And that's laughsinc.com. And you can get tickets. You can also, I'm going to give, because the number that I would tell you to call would be 734-854-1514, or you can call the Laughs Inc. number. But right now I would tell you to call our number if you're going to call right now, only because right now we are in the office and they don't open until 3. So if you're going to call them, you can call Light the Way. We'll give you the number, but you can call, you can use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or you can, I wouldn't recommend that you pay at the door. I'm kind of like, a lot of events that you do, people do kind of pay at the last minute or come at the last minute, but I'm finding that people, we've got some people that have actually, that are doing it ahead of time. And let me just give out the number, because I just got a text from somebody that's listening and said, we are in the office and taking calls. So 419-214-0700. That's 419-214-0700. So, hey, they're listening to us, huh?
Yeah, that's good. And there's more information on Kimmy's website, kimmyrose.com, and also on the Bella Spark website, bellaspark.com. So if you want more information on the event itself, but we'd love it if you could join us there. So it's going to be lots of fun. I've never been to Toledo before, so I'm really looking forward to it. So
it's really nice. It's at Toledo, Michigan. I'm right. You'll be when you're going to be. I'm excited to have you staying here with me. And I'm right over the line. I'm not too far from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it's beautiful. And I keep praying that Mother Nature will dry out the pathway so I can take you to the beautiful meditation area. But the sanctuary is all set up, and you know, I've been working like crazy. So if anybody wants a reading, you know, you can also call me at 734-854-1514. And I'm saying that because I'm working like crazy so I can take that whole week off and just have nothing but Donna time.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen each other in a while, so we're looking forward to playing together. And we're going to have to go to a break in a minute, but I wanted to let everybody know we have a very special guest coming on the show right after our commercial break, Patricia Corey. We're going to be talking about her newest book called The Emissary. And if you are a whale lover or dolphins and whales and any of that family and that, you're going to love hearing about her new book. And we invite you to call in if you have questions. The number is 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back on Interviews on BBS Radio right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Psaki on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine. Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose. And we are so excited to welcome to the show today Patricia Corey. She's been called the real-life Indiana Jones by fans and readers around the world, an inspiring icon of truth and a living model of the adventurous spirit and seeker within us all. Internationally acclaimed author Patricia Corey is one of the most well-known and established authorities on the realms of the mystic, views of the world, and multi-dimensional reality that challenge the status quo. She has been a key voice in the alternative media for decades and a contactee who has brought paradigm-busting information to the public since 1996, contributing a wealth of material to the New Thought community. Her new book, The Emissary, is her first fiction novel, serving to bring her message of the music of the oceans and their importance for Gaia to the world. Welcome to the show, Patricia.
Well, thank you. What a wonderful introduction, and how delighted am I to be back on BBS Radio, my old stomping ground.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And, you know, I have to tell you, you have a ton of information on your site and you've done lots of amazing things, but let's talk about your book first and then maybe we can discuss some of the other things that you do and channel and things like that, because I know your book just came out and it's a wonderful novel about whales and what's happening to the whales and the dolphins on the planet and everything. Tell us how you came to write this book, because I know you're also part of a group. You founded an organization called Save Oceans, Inc., so you must have this in your heart somewhere. Tell us about your book.
Alrighty. Well, the book you're speaking about is my new book called The Emissary, and it follows another book about whales called Before We Leave You. But this is my first venture into fiction. And I did this because, basically because I was guided to do it, as I think we all know how that works. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to reach out to the possible audience of people who still are uncomfortable with spiritual information and esoteric information. And so maybe aren't paying as much attention to what I personally feel is important on this planet. So I thought, let me use the device of fiction, quote unquote, to be able to talk to more people about what I feel is maybe one of the most important things that's happening now. And that is the ecology of the planet and certain things that are being done to the planet, which are looking almost like deliberately that are dangerously, dangerously harming Gaia. And so with that in mind, The Emissary is a story of a psychic who people are saying is me, a projection of myself. But it's only just inspired by a few things in my life. But anyway, she is, her name is Jamie. She's the heroine of the story. She's a psychic, and she becomes involved in a scenario where 150 whales and dolphins beach themselves in New Zealand. And she's there healing, actually resting from the intensity of the work that she does as a psychic and kind of seeking to escape it all. And she just find herself, bam, right in front of another scenario that involves using her psychic skills. So she's there in this resort, 150 beached whales and dolphins, and she goes to help and makes contact with this incredible humpback whale who is just about ready to give birth, but instead is lying there dying. And Jamie makes a very powerful mind-body link with this dolphin before she, a whale before she dies. And this catapults her on a very particular journey where she spends a lot of time out on the ocean on a yacht with, for reasons that I'd rather not explain to the audience because otherwise I'll give away the whole story. And she opens up contact with whales and dolphins in distress who call out to her and say, we need your help because the sonar and the mechanisms that are destroying us have to be stopped. And her mission becomes one of being the emissary for these beings and doing everything she can to halt the destruction of the oceans. And of course, there's a huge plot and lots, I'm sure you noticed there are lots of twists and turns and things that don't seem what they're supposed to be at the beginning. And they catapult her on a very intricate journey to help them.
And it's a beautiful story and a interesting ending, which I'm not going to give away either. You know what, as I was reading that, I had to ask myself, okay, when you're talking about the sonar and the things that we're doing to the environment that are affecting these creatures in that, and you have to wonder how much, and I'm wondering how much of this is true, how much of this is really happening on our planet that we, as the average person, is not aware of?
Well, the sad answer to that question is dramatic things are happening of this genre. The U.S. Navy just initiated another 5-year program that involves exercises. I like the word exercises. That will include bombs, excruciating sonar, new laser technology that emits these piercing frequencies, chemicals, all of this in the veil of supposedly exercising warfare technologies to, I guess, protect us from terrorists.
Wow.
Meanwhile, this will involve taking out, they've openly admitted that the taking of marine mammals will be in the millions. And the world sits pretty silent about this because it's scary to talk against the military. And I guess I should be more careful, but I can't help but scream it from the mountaintops. If we don't do something about this, I really don't know if the whales and dolphins are going to survive.
Oh my goodness. That's very strong, and I understand. So is there some? I've heard. You know, it's funny when you said that. Something told. I had heard just recently about a crystal that can be used also to connect with the whales and dolphins to help to protect them. There's some type of crystal. I don't know if you heard of that, but it's supposed to come from ancient Lemuria. And I don't know if there's, or you know, something that's what I heard, that the ancient Lemurians used to use some type of crystal, and it was channeled back in Delphi that this time would come, and that we light workers are to work with the grid to shift things.
Well, wonderful. And I certainly, in all the years of information that I've brought through from channeled works with the Syrian High Council, one thing I've understood is that the whales and dolphins do actually sit on the Syrian High Council. It's hard for people sometimes to visualize that, but because somebody once said to me, let me get this straight. You've got a bunch of light beings sitting around a board table, and right. then some whales and dolphins swim in. And I said, my dear, in these dimensions, there are no tables and there are no people sitting around. This is energy.
Right.
So try to imagine these light beings all uniting their energy and encircling our planet with that love and light. So in the end, the question remains, will our ability to tap into that higher consciousness be what it takes to circumvent and heal these activities? Or are they supposed to happen as part of the process of us ascending off of the 3D grid?
And what do you think? Are they supposed to happen, Patricia?
You know,
I go back and forth with this too all the time.
I really do. I think we all do. I think anyone who is on a spiritual path struggles with this question, because on the one hand, we are all ready to go. I mean, how many of us are off-earthers ready to go to our star? And I remind people, this is our star. This is our world. This beautiful, beautiful planet is our world. We came here for this. And I love the whales and dolphins. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to fight for them. And if that means being an activist instead of just sitting back and on the mountaintop and praying, that's the only way I know how to do it right now, because I'm out there on the water with them. I'm swimming with them. I'm talking to them, and they are asking for help. And so what I understand right now is, okay, I'm going to scream it from the mountaintop. And as I just had this concert, I hope we can talk about this amazing concert I just held for the whales and dolphins in London called Singing the Oceans Alive. And all of these artists sang their guts out for the whales and dolphins.
Aww.
And that, you know, that I think it matters. We awakened a lot of people. Children in the audience were giving me little donation pouches with £1, 50 cents, whatever they could do, and crying and thanking me. And one little boy came up and he touched my cheek and he said, I want to help. And I thought, well, then, then we're on our way.
That is beautiful. And I know you have an organization called Save Earth's Oceans. Tell us about that and what you're doing and how people can get involved with that.
I founded this organization with a woman whose name is Nikki Kilmer Barbers 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And it was slow getting off the ground because it takes a groundswell of people helping, because I won't accept any corporate sponsorship that could affect what we need to do. And so we are new, we are still small, but our intention is to go. I'm particularly interested in animal, dolphin-human communication, and I'm, besides the psychic variety, which I'm very comfortable with, we have a lot of researchers out there almost breaking through. Some wonderful things are happening. Two people that I'm going to support are Donna and Jack Kasowitz in Florida, who are making big headway on breaking through the language barrier. And I think that this is going to be something that's happening in our lifetime, where we can actually speak to the whales and dolphins.
I love that.
And then, of course, yeah, me too. It's time. Because I truly believe that they have a role in the ascension of this planet, and that the timing for that breakthrough is now. And we could certainly, many of us are saying, when are the Syrians or other high light beings going to break through to us and give us a hand down here? And I keep reminding people that actually this is our karma, this is our planet, and we have to heal it.
So say it one more time. The time is
now.
Yeah, thank you.
The time is now, absolutely.
That's so important. I remember my ex-partner, Steve Marshall, he used to look across the room at me and he goes, what time is it? And I go, now. And you know, he would just, it was from Dan Millman, you know, he would, you know, from, I love Dan Millman, Peaceful Warrior, that movie. And he would say, the time is now, but the time is now. And I totally understand you're talking about counsel. I'm with the counsel, Abram, and he's been coming to me, for, since I've been a little girl, and there would be these beings of light that would stand in front of me and talk to me. So he's actually right here right now. As you were talking, he turned on my copy machine. And Donna's going to be here soon. So it's funny, she'll be listening to the copy machine go on and off a lot. So he agrees.
Yeah, I have to say that when I'm working with the Syrian High Council, there are moments when they do a lot of actually extreme, not damage, but overexertion of energy. A lot of equipment just goes berserk, because this is electromagnetic energy in the end. And sometimes linking up with these higher beings is really a test for the equipment. So I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
really
fascinating.
Is.
And Patricia, we have to go to a commercial break, but we will be right back on interviews. We're talking to Patricia Corey, author of the new book, The Emissary. And her website is www.patriciacori.com. And we'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Saki on May 17th and May 18th. Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday, and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com. more information. Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, and we're really excited to have you with us. We have Patricia Corey on with us, and Patricia is sharing a beautiful message, and the message that she's sharing is the importance of us really being present and aware. And her book, that I've got to say this though, Patricia, if you don't mind, before I say you know, your book, The Emissary, it's a novel. But you're really a visionary, and people call you the real life Indiana Jones. Does that mean that you really can like you've been to some places, like different places, and endured some pretty heavy duty things in your life? Because I was wondering that, because I could just see you like in this, like these boots, and I'm like going, wow, she must be like, she's beautiful. I'm like, you're just absolutely beautiful. And I'm like, she's, you know, she's hot like Indiana Jones was too, but as a female. So I had to say it. Sorry, I did. It's the truth.
Thank you. Why would I not want that? I have been all over the world, and I have been at the top of the Himalayas. I've been in Tibet twice before the whole horrible Chinese destruction of that wonderful space occurred. The Peruvian mountains, Egypt repeatedly, in the ocean with whales and dolphins. I just can't even, Mexico, up and down the pyramids, locked into tombs. I got myself locked into a temple in Egypt. Abydos in the dark for 5 hours.
And oh my gosh.
I wanted to, because they told me that there were a lot of spirits in there. The local people said, it's full of spirits, Patricia. And we're afraid. And I said, well, let me go talk to them. So I had myself locked in the dark so that I could meet all of these ancient spirits. So yeah, I am a sort of Indiana Jones. I love that title. And I would like to humbly suggest that in a small way, maybe I've earned a little bit of that parallel with a lot of dangerous things as well. But if it's there, I have to explore it.
Wow. We were talking off the air a little bit some more about the dolphins and the whales and that, and how so many of them are committing suicide, in your words. Talk to us about that.
Well, we know that it's such a regular occurrence now that whales beach themselves. Whales and dolphins beaching together has become more common, which is very strange. And I truly believe that, and I'm told that by the source that I channel, that they're struggling so much with this sonar destruction that when they turn these horrific, and I mean horrific, blasts on, all they can do is try to get out of the water, to escape it. It's so, imagine if you had this horrific blast. Imagine if the siren of a police car or a fire engine was in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What would the first thing you'd do would be to run out of the house.
Right.
All right. Well, they can't run out of the ocean unless they beach themselves. And of course, we know how sound reverberates in the ocean. And we also know that the whales and dolphins have these incredible acoustic systems and brains, and their brains are being actually blown out of their heads by some of these sonar blasts. Mm. We're finding whales and dolphins beach with blood coming out of their heads.
So what can we do about this? And do you feel like, I mean, you know, the governments, the powers that be are doing these things. What's the purpose for what they're doing? Is it really because of, and maybe we shouldn't have this conversation, is it really because of, you know, so-called getting ready for war, you know, or practicing war technologies or things like that? Or is there a deeper purpose, reason behind what they do? And then what can we do about these things?
Well, as far as not having this conversation, I suppose it takes courage to face up against any authority and speak out against the authority, especially in these times. But I've got some interviews out there where I openly state, and I'm going to do it now again, that I believe they are deliberately culling the ocean of whales and dolphins to silence the music of the whales and dolphins, because it is that music that keeps Gaia in a higher vibration. And if they can keep lowering it and lowering it and lowering it, then they will achieve their goal of dimming the music of the earth and bringing the earth into a much lower vibration. That is particularly important to people who have read my book, Atlantis Rising, which describes how Nibiru, the beings, the Anunnaki, which is another whole probably conversation we're not going to be able to fit in, that they intend to lower the vibration of this earth for reasons that are outlined in that book. So I believe it's deliberate, and nobody's going to convince me that they've got to take 5 years of excruciating, extraordinary decibels of sonar, and now they're going to use a new weapon called laser sonar to test whatever for whatever reason that is unclear, but the public is unaware of it, and my intention is to wake up the people to this situation so that it will stop. And I truly believe we can stop it. And that's why it's so important for people to pay attention. I'm hoping a lot of people are going to read The Emissary and get fired up about it. And there are so many things that need to be done. And one of them, of course, is to work with the system, which is to hound your congresspeople and representatives and make their lives so miserable that they take action to stop it.
So when you say hound them, you mean just like
phone calls, letters, petitions, more calls, calls again, more letters. That's our tool. And it's the when enough of us rise up in peaceful demonstration, we can get things done. But what's happening is more and more people are complacent because it's the spiritual people are saying, I don't want to go to that place of negative thought or negative energy. So we're quiet. And then the others are just like, you know, hey, hand me a beer and my iPad. Mm-hmm. And so they're distracted. So we need a rising community of people who are not afraid to look at negative or painful issues that we can change if we believe we can and if we work toward it.
Well, and part of it, I think, is just making people aware of this. I mean, most of us, I live very far from the ocean. I live in the, you know, the Midwest or Colorado or whatever. I didn't even know about a lot of this. But when I read it, I had no doubt that this was happening when I read your book. But, again, I'm not connected really with the oceans and the whales and the dolphins and the sea life and things like that. So I think most people don't even understand what's happening. So kudos to you for writing this book and getting this message out there. And you talk about you have a movie in the works, too.
Yeah, well, the exciting thing is I wrote the screenplay first, which is really, it's sort of backwards to write the screenplay and then adapt it to a book. But I usually do things a little bit Katie Wampus anyway.
I love it.
So it got picked up right away and before the book was even done. And it's now in development, which means hopefully they're putting together a package to get all the right people in and the financing to get it rolling. And I'll be in the United States soon and meeting with my producers, and hopefully they're going to say, hey, guess what? Guess who's playing Jamie Hastings? So it's very exciting. And of course, if we can get that movie made, then millions and millions and millions of people will get the message. And that's what we need. We need to turn the tide.
Mm-hmm. I intend that this will happen with grace and ease.
Well, thank you for that, my sister.
This will. I feel it. I actually posted, too, if anybody is interested, the book trailer. So if you're interested in Patricia Corey's book trailer, please check it out. It's amazing. And I love the dimensions that when I was watching it, the dimensions I was moving through. It was like I was present, but it was like a dolphin. Dolphins are so amazing. I've had the blessing of teaching in Virginia Beach and over at the ARE several times. And
oh boy,
I would like, it was funny because I would go out and during my break time and I come running in. I'm like, the dolphins are out there. They're swimming. And they're so excited. And people are like, okay, Kim, calm down. But it was just, it's so exciting because they're just so beautiful. But I have a friend that says, that told me that he has told me that he would be on a sailboat and not just dolphins, but even fish, shark were actually jumping out of the water onto the deck of his boat.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is... We need to pay attention. We really do.
We do indeed. And right now, I have a house in the Azores Islands, which are 2 hours off from Portugal. And that is part, a very big part of Atlantis, ancient Atlantis. And there is an extraordinary amount of cetacean activity there, very different than any other time they've ever seen. Very large numbers of blue whales, which are very rare and going extinct. Humpback whales, which I've never even seen one in the 5 years that I've been going there. I've never seen a humpback whale there. And so I just wonder what's going on. Why are the whales changing their course? What does this mean? And what does this mean about the oceans? And I'm determined to find out.
And I believe that you will. And I can't wait for you to report it to us or check in, because we are more than I know that I am, and I know Donna is, to hold space for that, for the beautiful journey you're on, because it is, it's not easy. It's not an easy one, but it is something that probably feels wonderful in your heart.
How wonderful of you to do that for me. I'm so honored, so grateful. Thank you for voicing that.
Well, and thank you, Patricia, for being with us today. And before we say goodbye to you, tell us again, tell us the names of all of your books, so and your website, information where people can find out more about you and your writing and about the Emissary.
Okay, my main website is patriciacorey.com. My website for all the channeled information with the Syrian High Council is SyrianRevelations.net. That's a very big site with lots of information. And I have a new site, which is TheEmissary.net, where, oh, goodness, a lot of the information about that book and developments particularly to that book are all posted, as well as lots of great reviews and endorsements that are coming in. So you can find me. And I'm all over Google, apparently, so... anyone who wants to find me, just remember it's Corey with an I at the end, and you'll find me.
All right. Well, it's a beautiful book, and what a beautiful message. And thank you so much for getting the word out to people like me who don't know what's happening to our sea creatures and what's happening in the ocean and everything. So what a wonderful message you have to share with people in so many ways. Thank you, Patricia, for being with us. And Patricia is actually going to be interviewed in Bella Spark magazine. You're going to be our featured interview in the July-August issue. Patricia, wonderful. In case you didn't know that yet.
I didn't know that. That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're excited to be talking with you again and finding out more about what you do and any updates you have. So, again, thank you so much for being with us. And we will be right back on interviews right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Psaki on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday, and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus, at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Wow. Welcome back. I'm just excited. Welcome back to interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Psaki. And I'm just like, my heart's kind of like, my head's burning. So I always know that when, you know, we're connecting with that higher plane, you know, just that interview with Patricia was just amazing. So, and I've also wanted to share that right now, it's very, very important to know that there is over the next 3 days, there's a huge opening that is, it has to do with the connection to the third dimension. And the third dimension is a beautiful dimension where we can connect with heaven on earth. And if you want more information on that, you can actually email me by going over to kimmyrose.com, and I will send you a message. And I'm not going to talk about it right now because I think it's really important that that you get this message, because it's a meditation, and if you can, and it's free, I would love to send it to you and for you to actually experience the energy of it. It's something that I've been working on all, you know, throughout the weekend, and happy to share it with you. And also, you go over to bellaspark.com. Donna has a beautiful magazine, and you're going to be bringing that here. I'm excited for people to share it, and in Columbus also.
Yes. Well, it's the, we're coming out with our May issue, May, June issue, and that's, so you'll have a whole new issue with wonderful articles and everything to look at. And you know, you talked about this special time, the energies and everything. We have a solar eclipse tomorrow. And this is, you know, been an important time. There's been a lot of energy. And as you know, Kimmy, because you study astrology and that, there's been a lot of energy and things happening in the month of April. And this is kind of a closure to some of that. And it's all about release and transmutation. So if you feel like things have been coming up in your life, old stuff that you thought you got rid of, you dealt with that years and years ago or whatever, and it's still coming up, it's the last little vestiges of past lives, karma, trauma, old beliefs, things like that that need to come up. And you need to just let them go and allow them.
That
you didn't know that you're supposed to know this.
No, that makes sense. Why that makes a lot of sense. Why I was channeling it, because mm-hmm. I was told to do a meditation, and exactly what you just said was what I recorded. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I do astrology, but the type of astrology I do is Vedic. So much I meet with the council, and that's where I get information. So that's, you know, it's kind of different.
I think the big piece of this eclipse and the energy in that is to let this old stuff go and to really focus on what it is you want to take into the fifth dimension with you, because what happens in the 3D stuff needs to stay in 3D, and we're moving into the fifth dimension. So consciously look at your life and everything that's going on in your life and decide, do I want to take this with me as I raise my vibration and move into a kinder, gentler pace, place of peace, love, joy, abundance, or am I ready to let that go and leave it behind you? So it's a perfect choice point time to really examine your life and decide what you want to take with you as we move forward and what you want to leave behind.
And I totally agree with you, it is a choice. And so what is it that, what do you choose? And no, it, you know, you can choose it. And it makes sense when you were talking about, you know, moving up to the fifth dimension, because to me, that fifth dimension is amazingly powerful. And but if you connect with the third dimension, it shifts you. It shifts you in the moment. And that's mm-hmm. the best way to, it's so cool. That's all I can tell you, is when you do it, it's nothing. It's like nothing you've ever experienced.
Right.
It's just amazing. So. Right.
So tomorrow, is a perfect day to really focus on what you want to release and what you want to bring with you. And I've been, really kind of setting my intention that my life is one of love, peace, joy, harmony, and abundance. And what in my life is aligned with that? That's what I want, you know, and it's hard because we get stuck in what we don't want. We focus on what we don't want and what doesn't work for us and everything, but it's really important tomorrow, especially, to focus on what it is you do want. And I have to tell you, I've been getting, every time I look at the clock lately, I get 11:11 is the time. And then it was in the living room, and it was on the TV box and everything. And then I walked into the kitchen, and there it's flashing on my microwave. And this morning I looked at the clock again, and it was 11:11. And it's like, make a wish. What is it you want? And choose wisely.
And choose wisely. That's a really good point, because the choice that we make is, I mean, it means everything. It really does. I mean, and that doesn't mean you have to not then stall. You know, if you think about it, a lot of people choose wisely. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to make, because you already are wise. When you're connecting mm-hmm. with your higher self, it's just, it's part of who you are. Mm-hmm. So you can't choose the wrong thing. It's not possible.
Right. But yeah, just go for what it is you really want, you know. Peace, love, joy, abundance, health, you know, focus on what it is you really want. And that's what you want to take with you in your bag as you move forward into the higher dimensions, as you raise your vibration.
You'll get more of it.
It's a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Ah, that's exciting. So, and Donna, you know, I wanted to just say I'm so excited. I know we've got to sign off soon, but to remind everyone that we will be in Columbus, Ohio. And do you want to share a little bit about that?
I'll let you talk about it, because you've done the Universal Life Expo in the past. So you know more about it than I do. But I'm excited to be there. This will be my first time there as well.
It's amazing. Tammy Rager is a very good friend of mine, and she's just so cool. And the whole group of people that put this together, it is in May, and the date, it's actually May 17th and 18th, and it is at Veterans Memorial Center in Columbus, Ohio. Donna and I will both be there. We'll be speaking. And I'm excited because there's so many neat people. I've been getting a lot of emails from people who regularly come. So it's good. They're going to be there. I actually spoke last time, and it was kind of a last minute thing. So it wasn't in the program. So I had a lot of people kind of like, where were you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I missed a whole year of, you know, not seeing people. So I'm excited to be able to share, and I'm excited for everybody to meet Donna. And, you know, that whole week is going to be wonderful. And then the week after, on the 20th in Toledo, Ohio, we're going to be doing a show, It's Never Too Late to Live Your Dream. So, you know, go to our websites, bellaspark.com and kimmyrose.com to check out more. And you want to, and before we sign off next week, you want to talk about our guest?
We have a special guest next week. His name is Reverend Tabidi, and he has a new process called the Personal Time Map System, a holistic approach to help guide life's decisions. And it's a system that's done with playing cards. And Kimmy, he's supposed to do a time map program with each of us. So hopefully we'll get this in so we understand more about it. But this will be kind of interesting to find out how this works. And it really helps you figure out what your purpose is and how you can move forward in your life. And then in the following week, on we've got Nick Askew, who's an amazing film director and creates amazing documentaries and beautiful pieces. And then I'm so excited because on the 19th of May, we have Panache Desai as our guest. So we have a stellar lineup.
So many people that have been talking about him. So this is really cool. And Donna, I thank God for you, because she does all the hard work of bringing in these wonderful guests. And I am very much in gratitude for that. Thank you. Well,
and I think the exciting thing is that there are so many amazing people out there. I mean, we already have our lineup for June set. And I'm just amazed at the number of people like our guest today, Patricia Corey, who are doing wonderful things and are so connected and have a beautiful message. They are out there everywhere. So I'm glad that people can listen to our show and meet some of these people on the air and learn a little bit more, because it's all about lighting the way and kind of igniting your beautiful spark. That's why we're here.
Yes, and if you, we're gonna pretty soon we're gonna have up on our page if you're interested in being a guest, a way that you can submit. So right now, if you are interested in being a guest, you know, please go to either of our websites, bellaspark.com or kimmyrose.com, and make sure that you send us your information.
And thank you so much, everybody, for being with us today. It was a delight to share another Monday afternoon with you. And we look forward to connecting with you again next week.
Yes. Bless you. And we will talk to you next week on interviews.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.